California wildfires hammer asthma sufferers, but symptoms can be mitigated. California wildfires have consumed the state this summer, burning more than 1,000 square miles and lowering the air quality for residents, a reality that acutely affects those with asthma, experts say. In Northern California, the ongoing Park Fire is now about 670 square miles and is just 38% contained, according to officials. It is just one of the nearly 5,000 wildfires in California this year, according to CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service. The resulting smoke pollution is potentially dangerous for some, a risk that has risen after repeated summers of fires. Californians have really grown accustomed to the significant challenges posed by wildfire smoke just in the past several years, said William Barnett, the senior director for nationwide clean air advocacy for the American Lung Association. During normal conditions, according to Barnett, at least 9 out of 10 people in California live in a community impacted by unhealthy levels of air pollution, and there are roughly 3 million people in the state who are asthmatic, including about 475,000 children. Asthma is a chronic lung disease that makes it difficult to breathe. Symptoms include shortness of breath, coughing, wheezing, and tightening of the chest. Air pollution can be a significant factor and trigger for those difficulties, said Barnett. He said wildfire smoke makes the effects of asthma more complicated, and recommended that those diagnosed with the chronic disease limit their time outdoors when there is smoke in the air. Even for Californians who don't suffer from asthma, prolonged exposure to pollutants such as wildfire smoke, which can include fine particulate matter from burning trees, houses, plants, and chemicals, can have a negative effect. One thing we do know is that breathing particle pollution can drive lung cancer, Barnett said. Prolonged exposure to pollutants like wildfire smoke may even cause asthma to develop in previously undiagnosed persons over time. If it's irritating your lungs and it's scarring your lungs and it reduces your lung capacity, asthma and allergies are an immune system response. They're hypersensitive, said Kenneth Mendez, CEO of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. He stressed treating asthma by seeing a doctor and making sure the right kind of medication is prescribed to control symptoms and reduce inflammation. Asthma sufferers can also protect themselves from wildfire smoke by keeping their homes clean from potentially toxic particulate matter. Mendez advised people to limit their time outside during wildfire season, in the summer and early fall. He also recommended wearing a N95 respirator mask to avoid inhaling potentially harmful particulate matter. Keep windows and doors closed, use fans and air conditioning. If you have central air conditioning, use a high-efficiency HVAC filter, with what's known as a MERV 13 rating, he said. The higher the MERV number, the more efficient the filter will be at removing dangerous particulate matter in a house, he said. He recommended using a portable air cleaner with a high-efficiency particulate air filter, but he cautioned against purchasing a device that creates what, in this case, is called ozone, which is sometimes created from the oxygen molecules purified by a machine. Ozone itself can be an irritant, Mendez said.